All right, welcome to episode 3 of The Three Idiots. I'm one of the three idiots, Kabir Singh. Give it up for
Sloth, Jeremy Curry,
and
Jeff.
Also known as Danger Boy.
Hide your kids.
Danger Boy.
You're Stranger Danger, Jeffrey.
Or just Danger. Danger's
Danger Boy,
good.
Danger Boy, looking for your kid.
He sings that to me every day. It's
is
great.
It weird? Like, when you wake up, is that the first thing you hear? Is Jeremy singing that shit?
I call him, and that's how he answers the phone. And then I say, Sloth. Like after
and then it's even.
The song. So it takes 30 seconds of me listening to his, like, Danger Boy, what you gonna do?
I'm gonna go with some kids today with my school bus.
You know what the best part
and
is?
And then I say,
none of it makes any sense either. It's just, it's the same two things. School bus, fucking kids, nothing original, and you're just sitting there listening to it, like, shut up, Sloth.
I just listen to it. I have it on my Bluetooth because I don't have my apps on or
anything.
Dude,
Jeremy, you're the shit. You wake up, you fucking say that shit every day?
Every time he calls.
As soon as he calls.
Jeff calls me every day between 10 and 11. Every day he calls me. Like
10 and 11, really?
Between 10 and
11. Every day.
Yeah. Every day he just calls me. So now I answer.
Make that into a ringtone for
you. Yeah, and then I always sing him a song.
We need that as a ringtone.
I sing the Jeffrey song, Danger Boy, looking for some kids.
Looking for some kids.
And I got candy. I'm going to go see some black kids. They're watermelon flavor.
That's what I listen to every single day.
Okay.
And he always comes up with a different, like, tune or like a different verse.
It's not the same proper tune.
Yeah.
I love how he's just by the way, just a visual. Jeff is now laying on a couch like Princess Leia, and he has the mic set up like David Letterman with four Coors Lights around him and a shot glass. He's just literally speaking in a mic like he's just the lord of a country telling people where water is.
He does look like he's trying to get a painting or something.
Can we get a picture of this guy? We need this goddamn thing.
I'm posing for a painting.
Oh, I'm going to take a picture. Sam's already eaten the last steak.
Looking at the pizza.
Dude, just have a slice of pizza. You're fine.
Yeah, man.
Are you in training?
Be a man.
Is that what you do? You think you get drafted by the...
I don't even know. I'm not even going to go there.
Anyway, so I wanted to actually talk about originally before we got sidetracked with that hilariousness. We were going to talk shit about a certain comedian that got us fucked for a whole night. About 3.5 weeks ago at Sacramento Punchline?
Yeah, about a month ago.
Oh, yeah.
I was doing the, what is it? What the fuck do I do sometimes? Those shitty bringer shows? Future of Comedy Showcase in Sacramento. I'm doing that shit. Noah. I mean, somebody that rhymes with Oa.
Yeah. That Noah knows.
Anyway, so
what a fag.
First of all, is it really Noah's fault?
Yes.
No, because who was supposed to drive us to Sacramento Punchline and back cohesively?
Jeffrey. I was.
Who was that?
I was supposed to.
And then what did you do?
I got drunk.
At what time?
1.
1 what?
P.M.
P.M.
On a Sunday.
So it was Sunday. It was Sunday. And Rebecca was working, so that's not entirely
Kirby's.
My fault. If Rebecca wasn't there, I wouldn't be drunk because I wouldn't have spent that much money, but I get all, like, you know, she has very good prices.
So, you get shit-faced.
And Rebecca just got fired.
Rebecca is now no longer employed.
No, she's good.
So, my question is, honestly, you show up to my place to pick me up completely trashed. And I drive it, and we pick up, who do we pick up? Sloth and then Noah?
Yeah, I don't remember.
We go to Sacramento Punchline. We're doing our shows.
You picked up Noah first.
I danced in the car.
Well, what happened when you were trying to pick up Noah?
Oh.
You parked where?
I don't remember.
You parked 4 blocks away from Noah's house and then called Noah and yelled at him for not being outside. And this poor fucking kid is like, I'm outside. I don't know what to tell you. We have to get to the show.
Were you in the car with him?
Absolutely not.
Really? I don't remember
this
that
This idiot
all.
Parked blocks away and then Noah calls me. He's all like, we should have already picked you up by now, but Jeff yelled at me for 4 blocks away telling me to come outside of my house while I was in the middle of the street. So let's just put that out there.
Jeff was celebrating his 2 days of good.
What?
What'd you do for 2 days, Jeffrey?
What did you do?
What was it? I don't know.
What was your celebration?
I wasn't driving you around.
I have no idea.
I don't even know why
you
guys
did good. You were proud of it. You were throwing that guy a bouquet of roses earlier. What? Jeff just doing this. Jeff drove me this. Jeff did this.
Was it Fresno or something? You must have done something well to earn that kind of.
The Airway Casino shift.
I don't know.
You know, and him went down there, and he drove you down there sober.
That can't happen.
I don't know what
he never drives us anywhere.
That's when Noah got kicked out of the party. You guys went to that place.
Oh,
what are you talking about?
But that was shit faced.
Oh my god, we have another story.
But that was not recently though.
That happened before. The punchline.
What are you stupid?
Let me tell you what happened. Life is tough for you.
No, I'm thinking of the party that we went to when Kabir went into this place and I went to pick him up or something, and then they were like, "Oh, there's like
a fight."
Yeah.
Yeah, because what happened was Noah, by the way, two strikes. This happened before he fucking did the Sacramento Punchline shit.
Yeah.
So we'll get back to the Sacramento Punchline. Long story short, we do a show in Modesto. Or no, Delano. Yeah. And then we go out with a, oh God, whatever. Fucking Noah, dude. This guy gets shit faced at the casino in Delano.
Who does?
And this guy. Who do you think? Jeffrey? Fucking king of all retards, right?
Right.
So we do a sold out show for the kids of high school at some high school in Delano. Remember?
Yeah.
We brought you on stage. Everything was funny. Then we ran to the Aviator Casino where Ace Gillian was headlining. And when he was headlining, he was doing it. I got there 4 minutes before his set was over. He goes off stage. I go up there and just murder for 12 minutes. We hang out. Boom. Some other dudes that have seen me before invites me back to their house. They're like, come back. Let's go have a party, right? Some dude and like five or six chicks. So me, Jeff, and this idiot, Noah G., he's already passed out. He goes into the car. He goes in the back seat. Throws us the keys.
Yeah, I don't remember anything.
He just hits his head on the thing. Like, and I'm like, fuck, Noah, you gotta drive. He's like, don't worry, bro, I'm sober as fuck. He's like a little giraffe child. And then he gets in the car.
Giraffe child.
Takes us to the party. We get to the party. Walk out of the party. We say, Jeff, get up. Let's go to the party. He's like, Jeff, what do you say? He's like, I cannot.
I don't remember.
You're asleep.
Must have been passed out. Long story. 2 hours, whatever.
2 hours.
Yeah.
Noah and I go to the party. We're there for 90 minutes before Noah. First of all, there's a dude and his wife. He hits on the wife. Says obviously. We should be. Are you guys swingers?
Noah does this?
What? Noah's like, we should fuck. Oh, he hits on her. God. And then the sister shows up.
I don't remember.
Then some fat ass. The dude's sister shows up. And she's a little bit big. And she's like, touch Noah. And he's like, don't touch me, you fat cow.
He called her a fat cow. Oh, that silly goose.
I mean, we're all shit faced, and then we get kicked out immediately. It was pretty cool.
And then I think I woke up.
Yeah, when we went to the hotel room, you woke up.
Yeah, and then
when we started cracking open beers.
Yeah, well, yeah, obviously.
All of a sudden, he saw the Batman fucking logo.
I'm back, guys.
Is there crime? But the worst thing is, though, just for the record, that was strike one for Noah. This episode is actually called. What should we call this episode?
Noah.
Just Noah's arc.
We call it Noah.
Can we call this Noah arc misspelled? Sacramento Punchline. What happens when you go to Punchline? What occurs?
Well,
Jeff picks us up shit face, I drive to Sacramento.
Yeah,
we're at the show,
and I bomb on stage because I'm retarded. But
trash.
It doesn't matter.
You mean your three jokes didn't hit that night?
I don't even remember doing them. I don't even think I was.
Nobody does.
Yeah, I mean that's good though. I don't want anyone
stumbling over your words, and you were stumbling to the stage.
Yeah, I'm sure I was. I'm surprised I even made it up and got off that stage.
And you're I'm fine. Yeah, in the green room, passed out. Yeah, I'm ready, coach.
Really?
Yeah.
No. And then we put him up, and he missed the field goal.
Yeah,
he
whatever.
He missed the field goal.
That was the only time
we needed you for 6 minutes. We even asked you if you're ready to go on stage, and we're like, absolutely.
I'm
like,
but sure? Obviously I'm going to say that every single time. Like, I'm not going to ever say no. I'm not ready.
Then after the show.
Would be stupid.
You would have lost a side.
I'd rather say that I'm ready, shit-faced, and go make an idiot of myself than just say, no, I'm not ready to go on.
Just going on stage.
Well, here's the, yeah, just fucking
I'd rather do that because it's not really – I mean, you got to at least – try, you know, like you might as well.
You can have some.
Yeah, if you can't.
Tell us about what it's. Tell us, comedians.
Trying.
Tell us, comedians, what we should be focusing on when we're on stage.
I have no fucking idea. But
or like anything, like just what do you think we should be focusing on?
Probably, you know, the audience.
The audience.
Yep.
We got to make sure they're laughing.
That's a good idea. Sloth has no experience in that, but.
Sloth.
I think Kabir does, so that's good. And I do, actually, too.
Actually, I got to be honest with you. Jeff never bombed. Has he bombed?
Oh, yes, he has. Lots of times.
Like when?
Oh, every time I see you. The only thing that saves you is covers saving your jokes.
Yeah, but
Am I Cubber, by the way, just for the record?
Cubber, come here. And just... It's because of his it's because of Slot's ringtone when you would send him a text message. It said text messages received.
Cubber sing. Yeah.
Cubber sing.
Cubber sing.
Because it didn't know how to pronounce your name.
It didn't.
So we call you Cubber.
And then he would say, that's Cubber, the reason. Cubber, you think Cubber got a board sweep today?
Is that a nice thing to say?
No, it's not.
Is Cubber doing his best?
Did Cubber sweep the board today?
What do you mean Cubber didn't do a board sweep today?
Dude, that he always trashes you. That's
I know he does.
Yeah. Did you see Cubber's picks today? But he's going to claim he has a board sweep.
So anyway, Noah was, he was going to drive for whatever reason. Because I had been drinking.
Well, he said he was going to drive.
Yeah, well,
right?
Noah claimed, he said, I'll be the driver. Because obviously, you were fucked up. You were fucked up the whole time.
I was. Cubber
drove us there. And, Kabir is going to drink on the, at the show.
Yeah,
of
we course. Were
also, and Noah had, what's Noah's value? It wasn't obviously comedy. So he had to drive.
Right. But what he did not tell me.
And it's not was that.
Right. But what he didn't tell me was that he was drinking with this chick that's married. That he's like hitting on.
That's the shocking part. I agree with you guys on that one.
Right, and the chick's husband's in the show and in the audience.
He's in the fucking audience.
In the audience.
Yeah, and she and so
and okay. After a set like that, you shouldn't be hitting on anybody.
Yeah, right. I agree.
Jesus, you should be like you should be sitting in the car. It's running.
I think that's why.
Should I go wash it?
Should I go wash it?
Should I check the air pressure? Should I show you my value? Because it wasn't that. 9 minutes of garbage.
Yeah, well, I mean,
Jesus.
So in either case, I mean, this guy, ends up driving my car. Well, it's a rental car, fortunately, because I don't really care about the rental car. So he ends up driving us, and we decide we're going to go to In-N-Out.
I know.
I
was in the car. I was part of the plan. He missed In-N-Out twice.
Yeah, he drives by it two times.
Two times. I'm in the back with Kabir, and then you actually tell him what to do, and then he's at a left turn light, turn signal, turn light, whatever, and he just starts going down the wrong side of the road, just makes an immediate left instead of a real left, and then goes right over the island and just pops your tires.
Yeah.
and I need to be home because I have a wife.
Yeah, and then
who's not too
I
happy?
Was just. I mean, obviously, I was angry because my car.
Let me just be honest with you.
For.
I was in the far. I was in the front seat.
No, you weren't. You're in the back.
I was in the back seat. Okay.
Oh
my God! So this is what happened, right? So we drive past
the blind leading the blind.
But I'll tell you where I was though. I was on the left far hand side, so I was left, bitch, on the left, right. So when he was going straight, and then we told him all to take a U turn back to In-N-Out. He just took. He's like he took like a half a U turn into. To the wrong lane, and he just busted right on that island.
Yeah,
it was so cool watching, though, dude. I mean, it was.
I'm
so
sure
funny.
It was. I mean, I was in the front seat, and I just felt the car, and I was just like, "Well, we're not going home tonight."
And the best part about it is, he just walked out of the car, went to the back seat, and just started texting bitches.
Yeah,
that's what he claimed. Oh man,
he's probably texting guys.
Yeah, probably texting guys. Probably texting that married chick.
But the nonchalantness, though, right?
Oh, just
that's
awful.
What I've never seen no Jeremy mad ever in my life.
And then,
Jeremy was
and then we parked the car at the Mercedes dealership or something, called a tow truck or something, and we walked to the In-N-Out because we were that close to it. And then we come back to the car, and this fool calls me, and he's angry because he doesn't know where we're at. And I'm like, dude, we're at where you parked the car.
Dude, I had to walk away. I went to In-N-Out first because, I was hungry. That was the goal, was to get to In-N-Out.
Yeah, I was hungry too.
And I didn't want to talk to anybody. And then Noah just comes into In-N-Out like he's my best friend and he did nothing. And he starts eating my fries.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty funny.
Oh, I wanted to kill him.
Yeah.
He started eating my fries. Noah, just like, oh, it's okay. It's okay, you're not going to get home. Don't worry about it. Your wife is going to be not happy.
Noah doesn't understand basic life
the
stuff.
Funniest part about it was
that guy is fucking dumb.
We wasted a whole goddamn day, and lucky for him that he went on a goddamn vacation the next day for like 30 days.
Yeah,
he did. He makes Sloth look like a cheetah.
What makes me look like a cheetah?
Yeah, cheetahs are fast, sloths are slow. Wow. I knew you wouldn't get that, but that's fine.
Yeah, I've never heard that joke before.
It's not a joke.
And then luckily for us, man, after we hit that goddamn island, we roll into that place, and who shows up?
DJ Sandu
shows up. We don't need to bleep DJ Sandu because this guy needs to get credit. The four of us are sitting there, and DJ Sandu, you know, he has somewhat – he still has a little bit of respect for me even knowing who I hang out with. So when he shows up and he asks me what the story is, and I told him the story, he just looks at me like, what are you doing, Khabizi, with these guys? He's like, what are you doing? And then he goes up there, changes a fucking tire.
He changed the tire.
Well, we had two tires. He changed one fit because the idiot.
And he tried to put his on there too, his spare.
That's how gangster he is.
Dude, he's a good dude.
He takes our spare, whips out his spare, and just
tries to put it on, but it doesn't fit.
He changed the tire that night, and we're all just watching.
Yeah. I don't know why we didn't DJ. Help anything.
We're all watching him.
Because we didn't know what was happening.
Well, we were trying to – you were trying to call the AAA. I was trying to figure out what the – like,
listen, I got AAA there. I got AAA over there. They fucking – they came over there, looked at the tires. They said, what are you, retards? You're lucky that cops aren't here right now. And we took the care of the tire place. And then here's the
car. We crashed at DJ's house.
And no, we didn't go straight to DJ's house.
Went to a bar.
Went to a bar and celebrated like we won the Olympics.
Oh, that's right. We did do that.
We went to a bar after one of the crew members, a retard, wrecked your rental car.
He's not a crew member.
Well, he's one of...
I mean, he was along for the ride.
Is he not our crew member?
He was along for the ride.
No. Oh,
shit, look at Jeffrey, dude, sitting here.
I would say that he was just there for the ride and he was happened to be on the show.
I consider him somewhat of a... No, Sam?
I say no. But
Kabir hangs out with them longer than all of us.
Yeah, that's true. I gotta you hang out with them.
I got to be honest with you. I mean, we could take a vote on this.
We play basketball. He plays basketball with us. Me, Kabir, and...
Bro, on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, we go hit up some open mics.
The way that I determine it is if I've hung out with them one-on-one.
What do you call that?
Like, I'll tell you what. He definitely would have been a crew member if he didn't wreck a car.
Yeah, but I never hang out with the guy.
Yeah.
I don't hang out with him one-on-one, so I don't consider him
I would make him a pledge.
A pledge? What would you make him do?
Fuck, he's got a lot of reading and writing to do, let me tell you.
Yeah, he's on an intern fucking basis now, as far as I'm concerned. And there are certain things that interns don't know that a businessman who's in the actual corporation would know, like not talking at a turn inside the green room or taking photos of people in the green room and sending them to the person's girlfriend. You can't do shit like that and be a part of the crew. Not yet.
Oh, Jeff does some dumb shit.
Not since the last dumb shit I did, and I learned my lesson.
Okay.
I did learn my lesson.
But Jeff is like the
I learned my lesson.
Jeff is like the first intern to come through the program and graduate.
It was the Levi Stadium shit.
So he's like the guy that has to bring up. You're like the mentor to these people now.
Yeah.
That's what you are.
Which is fine. But at least once I learn something, I learn it. Like, I don't let that happen ever again. Like, I've never had any instances since then.
Cover's kicking me out of the crew, Sloth. It's amazing.
He wanted to.
Oh, he did. Oh, I know. I've never been so pissed.
Oh,
no,
he was
so sad. I know.
We went to...
Cover, he's going crazy right now.
It was the championship.
Pac-12 championship. We go to Levi's. It was us.
Two years ago.
Yeah.
No, by no means is this a reflection of your character currently. I would like the world to know
the last
that a five-year-old
months.
Child wouldn't have fucked this up. We go to Levi's and we're in the car.
It's only been 16 months.
It's a year and a half.
A year and a half. 18 months.
Yeah.
God, he knows the exact date, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He's like, when was the last time Jeffrey fucked up? I'm going to keep this in my Rolodex.
No, you fucking moron, because I know it's a Pac-12.
And it's funny
because
he has a Rolodex.
And I know those shit takes place in the fucking December. Because I'm a sports fan, you fucking moron.
I know you're
That's
a sports
how I know
fan.
How long I've been with my lady, because the fucking Braves lost to the Marlins.
And then you lost.
You proposed? And I was fucking, no, I just like, this is a good team. How are we losing the fucking wild card Marlins? We have Maddox, Glavin, Smoltz.
That's how you got together with
No, her. That's just how I know when I was with her. That's when we started going out. We lost to the Marlins, 1997. The Atlanta Braves. That's how I do it.
So
that.
What happened? Like, what ending did you guys start going out
of? Get the fuck out of here.
Did you meet her during the game?
You're an idiot. Are you not understanding what I'm telling you? I know when I met her and when we got together, because it's the year 1997.
If we didn't meet her and get together on the same day.
No, he said the year. He'd never say anything about the
year. Okay.
2 ears and one mouth, you idiot.
Settle down.
What does that mean?
You have 2 ears and one mouth. Use them in that order. Listen more than you talk.
So why do you talk so much?
Well, I have 3 mouths and 2 ears. I'm special. Did you say a chin, you faggot?
Definitely 3 chins.
He said 3 chins. Hey,
3 yeah.
Chins. Look at you.
It's a great Chinese restaurant.
You also have 3 hairs. Congratulations.
No, he has more than 3 hairs.
I have 7.
Yeah.
I got nice hair.
You do not have nice hair.
I have great hair.
You have the worst hair.
No, I do not have the worst hair.
Yeah, you have the worst hair.
You have nice hair, and I'll give you credit.
Well, listen, to end the experience in Sacramento real quick is that he did.
Noah has nice hair.
Noah does have nice hair.
He has great hair.
Yeah.
He also can't take a left turn.
Right, so he's never driving.
Sam's daughter could take a left turn. I've seen her take a left turn.
So, yeah, but real quick, Noah's a pledge.
No, he's – okay, I will – you know what? You're right. He's a pledge.
I don't think there should be any pledges. I'm not saying jealous. I'm just saying, like, it's not congruent.
Jeff doesn't like Noah.
Jeff really doesn't like him.
That's because he crashed my goddamn car.
Oh, you know why? He told me once. He said because he was taller than him. Jeffrey.
Shit.
You know what? I can't lie anymore because when he –
so
honestly, dude,
I hate everyone that's taller than me. Is
let me tell you something.
What? Max is taller than me. I like Max.
Well, you don't like Sam. Sam's taller than you. Who's Max?
Max is a good nickname.
Let me just say something. Sam? What Sam don't you like?
What? Mark Hugh, you idiot.
Max.
That's, he likes Sam.
I do like Sam.
Yeah. He just said Max. I like Max.
Max is Sam's name.
Real quick.
Max is Sam's
name. I know that, you idiot. I was... Where was I?
He doesn't like people taller than him.
No, he just doesn't like Noah because he's taller than him.
Yeah, what'd he say?
He told me once. He told me once. Like Noah. He was driving me home drunk and he was like, oh, fuck no. You fag, he's taller than all of us.
Is that what he said?
Oh, my God.
I remember the first time he met Sam. He goes, who's this guy getting all the chicks?
No, no, no. Oh, yeah. We were in Brentwood. What happened was the girl, Jessica, who was trying to hang out with, hopped out of his car, went to his car, and they drove off. And Jeff became Riddler's little boy. Like, I don't care where Batman is. I'm going to kill him and Robin.
Why would I be jealous of
that? You didn't get no juice. You didn't get a Capri Sun that day. Oh, you fucking pussy.
He teared up.
You like Jessica? The hearts of Jessica? Is that what it is?
I mean, she's pretty hot. Yeah.
But I guess I'll say two things real quick. He fucked up, but I still blame Jeffrey, who was in charge of getting us to Sacramento back.
Well, your not thoughts? Really, but not really, because you were sitting there praising Jeff
yeah.
on the ride to Sacramento, going, Jeffrey, you've been my boy. You had a great 2 days. I don't give a fuck. You can do whatever you want.
And talk about jealousy.
No,
because we did those shows before it.
I'm sure you just walked into the stadium.
Dude, I'm asking Stockton. You. I'm not. You're dumb as fuck. We've been talking about.
That's why.
I have a quick thing to say about
the fucking idiot.
You know what?
He's a dumb fuck.
I'm catching up here.
But I understand that I was giving him thumbs up and kudos for the past trip.
But you also did that.
But what did he do here, though? I said that we're going to Sacramento Punch. He shows up to my house at 1 o'clock, shit face, picks up me, you, and Noah. We go there, we all drink, and then Noah ends up driving us into a fucking island.
But who's so hammered? Remember, he's like, look, sloth, there's a pond.
I understand that, but...
a pond.
At least Noah was on the show. That's funny.
I was on the show, too.
But you... Yeah, I mean...
I'm kind of...
Not really,
because
you were the...
I don't get paid, so...
Neither did Noah.
Neither did Noah. Neither
I paid for Jeremy. The gas and the tires,
but here's
apparently.
My... But I don't know whose fault it is.
It costs you more than all of us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Easily.
He has two total cars.
And I paid for gas.
Both people I've
you
introduced you to.
Happy. Yeah. Sloth totaled the car.
I did not total a car.
Who totaled the car?
I don't know.
Oh, God. Can we say it?
No.
Do we suspect?
No.
Was it something that rhymes with penny?
Starts.
The restaurant Danny? No.
You got the junior meal anywhere? You got the junior meal and Denny's? Let me just say, guys,
okay.
It was an honor speaking with you guys, man. Listen, this whole season is going to be packed with a lot of great stories. I've also lined up some great guests, great comics, a couple. Well, I wouldn't say great comics. Some comics. Talking about we have some great episodes about being an addict. We have we're going to interview a stripper a couple weeks from now, and she's going to give us all the dirt, which is great. And we're going to have more stories and great times with these guys, man. 3 Idiots Podcast. Did you guys have a good time here, buddy?
Always.
It was great. Always. Phenomenal.
Well, I love you guys, man. Jeremy Curry, a.k.a. Sloth, and Jeffrey, a.k.a., you know, your son's going to have oral tonight. Give it up for the 3 Idiots Podcast, and give it up for Sam Marcoux for making this happen, man.
Thank
we'll you, see
Sam.
You guys again in a couple weeks.